In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
Thank you.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you have caused this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that we who have known the mystery of that light on earth may also enjoy him perfectly in heaven, where with you and the Holy Spirit, he lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Titus. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age, to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that we might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Augustus, that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child,
And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. There is a man who lives in downtown Chicago whose name is Bill. Bill drives an old gray Buick LeSabre. And Bill wears robes because he's a monk. But he's not a normal monk. His robes are made up of patches of blue jeans that he's collected over the years. And he ties his robe with a rope around his waist. Bill works with gang members. He listens to them. He prays for them. Sometimes he picks them up in his Buick LeSabre and they drive around and talk to him and he says, yeah, a lot. Sometimes when somebody's shot, he takes them to the hospital. The boys call him Brother Bill. A number of months ago, Brother Bill got word that there was going to be a showdown between two of the main gangs in the heart of the city. They were fighting over who had control of a particular street in downtown Chicago. The standoff was supposed to happen about 2 a.m. And that's just when Bill pulled up in his gray Buick LeSabre. He walked to the middle of the street and he just stood there He didn't obviously have a gun or anything else, really. Just empty hands. One of the guys yelled out, "Brother Bill, get the heck out of there!" He just stood there and said, "I'm not going anywhere. Do you hear me, boys? I'm not going anywhere. Because if any one of you hurts anyone else, you hurt me." Somebody threw a glass bottle. It landed at his feet. He could feel the glass hitting his legs. And the bullet went right over his head. So he said it again. "I'm not going anywhere. If any of you hurt anyone else, you hurt me." This baby born tonight, they call him the Prince of Peace, you know. It's the strangest thing that God, the Almighty God who made the universe and the great tidal waves and mountains and typhoons and hurricanes, should choose to be born so helpless, so completely helpless. It's an 80-mile walk from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Back in the time when Jesus was born, there was a war going on between the Jews and their oppressors, the Roman Empire. Mary and Joseph would have had to walk through Samaria, which was another area full of people that hated Jews. The Samaritans despised the Jews. This was a dangerous place to be born. And the only reason that Mary and Joseph had to walk those 80 miles was so that they could pay more money, higher taxes, so that the Romans could become richer and the Jews more poor. You and I know, even to this day, the Middle East is one of the most violent parts of the world. Why would God choose to be born there? This past Friday, we had something here at the cathedral called a Living Nativity. It's like a Christmas pageant, and it was sort of like a Christmas pageant, except it was acted out by developmentally disabled people. People with Down syndrome or other mental and physical handicaps. Mary was in a wheelchair, and she was very old and could hardly speak. Gabriel was this beautiful black woman with Down syndrome who wanted to sing a song to Mary on the spur of the moment, except that Gabriel was completely tone deaf. But when Gabriel started to sing in her tone deaf voice, it was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. And then there was the man who got to hold the Star of David and walk down the center aisle. He's in his late 60s, his name is Paul, and he held that star out, and with this incredible exuberance, he smiled and held it out with all of his strength and such joy as I've never seen before. But the best one of all was a little drummer boy. The little drummer boy was a man who could hardly walk. In fact, someone had to walk with him down the center aisle because his movements were so jerky and he couldn't stand upright. But there was one thing he could do. He could play a snare drum that was attached to his chest. And with all of his might, he banged on that snare drum. And he limped his way up the center aisle to the manger. And someone put a microphone in front of his mouth. "I play the drum," he said, "because I love Jesus." In so many ways, it was the worst pageant I've ever seen. Almost everyone forgot their lines. Nobody looked like I thought they were supposed to look like in the story. And yet I sat there in a pew, tears streaming down my face, because I had never seen something so beautiful in my entire life. And after it was over, I thought to myself, why was that so beautiful? I think it's because those people had no shame. They knew they were broken, they knew they were wounded, and they knew that Jesus loved them anyway. And so they presented themselves before him without hesitation, with total exuberance. They stood there and adored him. Everybody in the United States, we really believe that in order to succeed at life, you've got to do well, right? You've got to get the best job, earn the most money. When you're in school, you need to get the best grades. You need to do well and present a good front. I mean, we all send out these beautiful pictures of our families at Christmas time as if we've got it all together, right? All smiling together. But the truth is that in this life, there are no winners or losers with God. And the one with the most toys doesn't necessarily win. In fact, if you want to find peace, it's actually better to admit that you're broken. When you admit that your life isn't perfect, that's when the angels show up. And that's when, strangely, you begin to connect with someone else. You know, those gangs, they didn't fight that night. There was only one bullet that flew over Brother Bill's head. But nobody else dared to shoot. You know why? Because they loved him. In his stupid robe made out of blue jeans. They didn't want to hurt him. But even if they had hurt him, he still was doing the right thing by showing up helpless in front of them and begging them to stop. God sent angels first to the shepherds, right? We always paint this fairy tale-like picture of Christmas Eve night. And the shepherds are there in this beautiful, picturesque Hallmark card that we sort of paint in our minds. And they always look so well-groomed, and they're angelically staring up at the sky. Did you know that shepherds back in Jesus' time were outcasts? They were not allowed to own property because they were considered dishonest, shifty, criminals, or potential criminals. They lived in tents, they traditionally didn't even get along with each other. These were men who were on the fringes. And they were dirty and smelly and unpleasant in many ways, I'm sure. How strange that the angels didn't appear to the priests or the nobility. Instead, they appeared to the shepherds. Do you know what early Christians used to be called? In the book of Acts, early Christians were called the upside-down people. Why? Because we believe that God loves the poor and the broken and the vulnerable and the handicapped and everyone that the world says isn't good enough. We believe that God loves them in a particular and powerful way. And the truth is, I'm disabled. And every one of you is too. There's something that doesn't work in our lives. Maybe someone in your family's died this year and you miss them. Maybe you have a relationship that's not working out right, or your career isn't the right way, or something. I don't know what it is, but I know that none of us are perfect. And there's no need to be ashamed of that. At the end of communion, after you receive the bread and the wine, you're going to have a candle and we're going to pass the flame to you. And we're going to dim all the lights and sing Silent Night. It's my favorite part of Christmas Eve. But when we sing, I want you to picture yourself walking up to that manger. And maybe you feel so broken tonight that you'd be limping too. Or maybe somebody needs to help you make it there. But as you picture yourself walking towards the Christ child, I want you to imagine how much he wants you to come. Please don't wait till you have it all together to come to God, because you'll just never get there. Salvation means that we're saved. It means that we can't do it by ourselves. You don't need to be saved if you're perfect. So don't be ashamed. Think of the little drummer boy. Just play your drum with all your might. Bring your whole self, whoever you are, and know that he welcomes you tonight. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
I ask your prayers for God's people throughout the world. We pray especially for the people of Egypt, Syria, and the Philippines. We pray for the church in Jerusalem. Pray for peace. I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, and those in prison. Pray for those in any need or trouble. I ask your prayers for all who seek God, for a deeper knowledge of him. Pray that they may find and be found by him. I ask your prayers for the departed. Pray for those who have died. Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
Father in heaven, give us the courage to approach this child in the manger without shame or fear, knowing that we are broken, but you love us still. This we pray in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming to the heart of downtown Jacksonville on Christmas Eve and worshiping with us. We're so glad that you're here today, and we hope that you will come back again. I came here to serve as dean of this cathedral partially because it is downtown, and we're surrounded by the homeless and every other character, and it's a wonderful place to be, so we welcome you. Our Christmas Day service is tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning, and if you'd like to join us on New Year's Eve, we also have a special service at 5 o'clock in the evening. It is a service of 9 lessons and carols. These bulletins that you are using will be used again at the 11 o'clock service tonight. We're trying to be conscious of the amount of paper we use. So if you want to take yours home, okay, but if you're going to throw it away, please turn it back into the usher so we can reuse it again. At the 4 o'clock service, I was passing out communion and a little girl said, "What the heck is that?" And I realized I really should explain that on Christmas Eve. So all of you who are baptized Christians are welcome to receive the bread and the wine. Just hold out your hand like this for the bread, or you can guide the cup to your lips. You can also dip the wafer in the cup if you would like. Now, if you are not a baptized Christian, maybe you're from another faith tradition, or maybe you're just not sure what you believe, still come forward and cross your arms, and I'll give you a blessing. And that can't hurt, right? So come on up, all of you, up to the altar. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Our Lord loves a cheerful giver, so be generous during this holiday season.
Thank you.
We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days, you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him, you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with Mary, Joseph, and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May God, who in the Word made flesh, joined heaven to earth and earth to heaven, give you his peace and favor. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.